The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce, Brain Food. When I was 8, the next-door neighbor and I begged to go to the newly opened mall to watch a Saturday afternoon matinee. We bought popcorn and settled into our seats to watch Vincent Price stalking ghosts in an old house. Between bites of popcorn, my friend and I gasped and shivered as we watched the ghoulish scenes. Of course, we tried not to let on we were really frightened. That was the fun of coming to these movies. They were fiction, after all, and not how things really happened in the world. My mind certainly knew the difference between reality and fiction. My body, though, could not discern between them. For the next month, I slept fitfully, if I slept at all, with my bedroom light on. My dad decided I had had enough of Vincent Price movies, and I had to agree. I was finished with horror films. As I've grown older, I have come to realize that in truth, neither body nor mind knows the difference between reality and fiction. My mind dives as deeply into the movie as it does my dinner preparations. My body startles as much at the appearance of a headless ghost as a horn blaring in traffic. Recently, a patient arrived for her appointment with dark circles under her eyes. "I haven't slept very well this week," she explained. "I've been listening to this book on tape, a murder mystery, all week. The book is bloody and violent, but I don't get why that should affect my sleep." I smiled, thinking of my Saturday afternoon tryst with Vincent Price. What is reality besides the current focus of my body-mind? And once that experience has passed, what is left but a memory? And what of those memories or experiences most deeply imprint the body-mind? The more deeply I focus on an experience, the more deeply it imprints my mind and body. The book on tape becomes my world, not the television show blaring in the next room or the neighbors on the porch across the street discussing the upcoming elections. Where is reality? The closer I look, the more I realize there's not much substance here at all. The world I'm certain is solid keeps slipping through my fingers. I shift my focus, and the earth tilts and lurches with it. Book, movie, soap opera at work, they carry the amount of weight I give them. I remember when I was 10 years old reading an Alfred Hitchcock young investigator's novel at the local pool. I was completely transported to another realm. A girl who lived down the street stood next to me and shouted my name 3 times before I looked up, dazed, to see her standing in her yellow bikini with the pool glimmering in the August heat behind her. Where had I been? In that moment, wasn't that world of the young investigators more real than the neighborhood pool? Fiction or not, it was more solid than the world where I was sitting. The truth is that some larger grounded being, something outside of good and bad, justice and injustice, black and white, up and down, chocolate and vanilla, fills this world. Life is so compelling, so filled with soap operas and amusement parks, that I could miss the deeper mystery woven through it all. When I can sit in that deep, neutral presence, all of the commotion of the world settles, albeit briefly. My sleepless patient reminds me how careful I need to be in choosing what my mind ingests. Just as I've learned to pick food wisely, I'm learning to guide my mental choices, or at least those I have some control over. I'd rather listen to Mozart than heavy metal. I prefer Jane Austen to James Patterson. I'm interested in Adyashanti and Ramana Maharshi, not televangelist Benny Hinn. Making these choices helps to offset all of the mind food I cannot control, the Muzak playing as I wait for someone on the phone, the bass boost vibrating the car as I sit at an intersection, the billboard strategically placed on the highway. Real or imitation, refined or whole grain, fact or fiction, it's all food. The better my mental smorgasbord, the healthier and happier my body-mind will be.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.